Session, there were no decisions for extension of business to be brought forward as a result of the executive session, and we're going to continue on with the general business of DSE.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I just wanted to highlight it. Did you?
I just got some monthly numbers, but.
Well, run through it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So I haven't had a chance to bedazzle the numbers from March, so I'll just give you some takeaways.
Okay.
So to compare to February, overall revenue wise, between last year and this year, we're in the negative of $27,483. That doesn't mean we're down money. It means just fees collected are down year over year. And that trend continued into March. We're down around $46,500. I think there's just some different things going on in the construction world. Our single families are also off by about 15 homes. So I would be speculating if I told you why I think that's happening.
Right.
Don't know. Code enforcement, our violations remain pretty consistent. Our area up around the Star, part of the county, about 37 violations in March. Around the Nampa area, that officer's part of the county is 94. And our northwest part of the county, 46 violations for a total of 177 open cases in March. Now our call logs, this is quite telling, I think. February, we're on the phone almost 67 hours as a department. In March, we're on the phone about 84 and a half hours. So I think my takeaway from this is the weather's warming up. I would anticipate an uptick in activity. So I think our fees will be more back to normal. And that's what I'm hearing from the building department too. They're getting busier and busier. Maybe we just haven't collected fees yet. If stuff hasn't been issued, that's when we collect building fees. So that's the super simple summary.
All right. Too bad we aren't paying you a lot more money so you could diagnose the economy and everything else. But until we can choose to afford to pull that trigger, we're good.
That's more of a around the campfire with a beer in my hand thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to pontificate on that. On the economy, probably ever. Ever, okay. All right. My cynicism would come through, and that would be detrimental. Where are we at on the upcoming public hearings on the ordinance change? Are we still in track? Or are we at legal? Yeah, staff and Zach met last week to go through some of the semantics and the final ordinance draft, or to have him drafted. And so there were some, we kicked around some changes that simplified or provide clarity. And so we're just about to have an ordinance to go.
And I'll tag on to that. We also, I okayed this, reached out to one of our engineering firms has a very experienced planner. And so one of our staff was like, hey, should we reach out and provide these to her for comment? And I okayed it because it's just a different perspective. You know, we've been in this thing for months and
right.
Some positive changes did come out of that. So.
Oh, good. And she had some good advice. She has written a lot of ordinance in the past. I've known her forever. But
wow.
She's a resource, and we've actually used her as a resource over the past year on occasion. She's been more than willing to give us her 2 cents worth. And
it really helps.
Valuable.
Okay.
The last thing I wanted to bring up, just to let you know, unintended consequences when it comes to, say, private road. The ordinance that we, what started out as you know, a rewrite, and we band-aided a little bit because it got a little bit into the weeds, and we know that we got to come back and clean some things up. But just the implementation of that new ordinance is causing some trouble that we are tracking, and we are solution-oriented, so We're working with those that have a question between the building division and the planning division to come up with common sense approaches to some of the process issues that have arisen. Overall, it's been pretty good from a standpoint of, okay, we know what we need when, but with regard to, say, there was an existing private road in a subdivision built 20 years ago that magically never, of course, now we require a certification for said mm-hmm. road. That never happened 20 years ago. And so then now you got a private driveway because they just built a secondary dwelling unit above the garage, and so for a family member, and so that is now a private driveway. It is a concrete driveway, really well tied into the private road, and we're hassling with them because we don't have certification on either of those. Mike, it doesn't have to be that complicated. So we're waving arms and we're making decisions to you know, be copacetic with those that have instances come up where things haven't happened in the past and we can't change the past. So well, when we come back with an update to that ordinance, we'll address those issues too. So
okay. Well, I'd encourage you to bring it forward sooner than later, and unfortunately I was not able, when we went through those meetings, that one section I was not able to articulate or be able to describe my concern about that, but there are several places in code where, as an example, in general terms, has to be approved by a certified engineer. Well, there's just not that simple, and sometimes there are cases like I think we ran into where it's not requiring of an engineer. It's you can see with your own two eyes and been around long enough to know that this is done beyond engineering specifications. It doesn't require somebody to come in and stamp it. And, you know, God bless engineers. They're not just going to give you a stamp. They're going to have to do their due diligence, and that's not cheap.
Yeah, and to that point, on this particular example, Jay was like, do we want somebody to do destructive testing on a library or a library on a driveway that's been there for years and years and it's serving two residences? It's like, is that in anybody's best interest?
And we got liability for, you know, the road fails at some point because we punched 13 holes in it. That's dumb.
Yeah, that's beyond. Unintended consequences happen, and no good deed will go unpunished, and so bring it forward and we'll get it modified so it gives flexibility to these real things that come along that are very difficult to predict or say, well, what if? And so I'm good with that.
And the change to timing has been positive.
Good.
So Dan's bird dog, some other stuff that you have to be very deep into planning to realize, like, hey, why'd we change that?
Yeah.
So, we're kind of reflecting on that, and we're doing a lessons learned. So.
Okay. Very good. That's how we keep getting better and better and better. So.
Just a point, because we weren't very good a few years ago.
We've come a long way, and
good leadership. That's
there's some improvement ahead yet. So.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Anything else?
That's all I wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Entertain a motion.
I move we adjourn.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.